Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin in earnest tomorrow. NPR's Domenico Montanaro says that House impeachment managers who are prosecuting the case will remind people what happened the day the U.S. Capitol was attacked.
The House impeachment managers this week are expected to make an emotional case, going to be driven by video. They want to bring the events of January 6th back to Congress to remind senators of what it was like and, most importantly, why the mob was there. You can expect to see and hear Trump supporters there that day saying they were there for Trump and that their feeling was that they were sent by him.
Trump's defense team is expected to mount a constitutional argument. They say that since Trump is no longer in office, there's no point in convicting him since he cannot be removed from office. Stocks open higher this morning, extending a rally from last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrials rose about 190 points in early trading.
Stocks have been buoyed by strong corporate earnings as well as hopes for additional federal relief. The S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ both begin the week in record territory. Stocks were mostly up overnight in Asia. Japan's Nikkei average closed at its highest level in three decades. But South Korea's benchmark fell. Korean carmaker Hyundai lost about $3 billion in market value after the company said it's no longer in talks with Apple to develop self-driving electric cars. Gasoline is getting more expensive as crude oil prices climb. AAA says gas prices have risen about 16 cents a gallon in the past month and are now slightly higher than at this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Chicago Teachers Union is considering a proposal on reopening city schools to students for in-person learning. From member station WBEZ, Sarah Karp reports teachers have been at odds with the school system over pandemic safety protocols.
Like in so many places across the country, Chicago Public Schools has been trying to open schools in the face of a union determined to protect members. In the proposal that's on the table, school district officials agreed to delay reopening for a month, step up vaccinations, and increase testing of staff and students. Schools Chief Janice Jackson said she was happy that at least now there was a path to resuming in-person learning.
The victory, I believe, is for our families who need it the most. It will allow us to provide them the relief and certainty that they need.
The proposed agreement was reached with the imminent threat of lockouts and a strike. The union's elected officials will vote tonight on whether to send it to the full membership for ratification. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
The Biden administration says the U.S. will return as an observer to the U.N. Human Rights Council. The Trump administration had withdrawn, accusing the council of having a bias against Israel. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says while joining as an observer, the U.S. will push for reforms of the, quote, flawed body. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 211 points. This is NPR. Catholic activists are hailing Pope Francis for his appointments this weekend of two women. NPR Silvia Poggioli reports they'll take Vatican posts previously held only by men.
Pope Francis tapped French sister Nathalie Bécart as co-undersecretary of the Synod of Bishops, which organizes meetings of world bishops. She's a member of the Xavier Missionary Sisters, and in her new position she will have the right to vote, which many Catholic women have been demanding for years. The other woman is Italian magistrate Katia Sumaria, appointed the first woman promoter of justice in the Vatican's Court of Appeals, a position equivalent to prosecutor. In the past, Francis has appointed women to the post of deputy foreign minister, director of the Vatican Museums, and deputy head of the Vatican Press Office, as well as six women to the council that oversees Vatican finances. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Former Secretary of State George P. Shultz has died at his home in California, according to the think tank the Hoover Institution. He was 100. No cause of death was given. Shultz was former President Richard Nixon's labor and treasury secretaries, as well as budget director. He spent years as Secretary of State for former President Ronald Reagan, working to improve relations with the Soviet Union. Three different spacecraft are about to show up around Mars in the next several days. An orbiter from the United Arab Emirates is supposed to get there tomorrow. A second probe from China will arrive Wednesday. And a third from NASA is supposed to show up next week. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.